stranger bush. After quickly ditching the camera in the bushes behind him, he'd stepped out from behind the tree, and a moment later, he and the co-ed were face to face. "Well, what have we got here?" he drawled, trying to put her on the defensive. He hadn't liked the fact that he'd been caught, nor was he pleased with his insipid opening line. Usually he was smoother than that, a lot smoother. Thankfully, the girl was too embarrassed to notice much of anything, and she almost tripped while trying to back up. She stammered something like an answer as she tried to cover herself with her hands. It was like watching someone play a game of Twister by herself. He made no effort to avert his gaze. Instead, he smiled, pretending not to notice her body, as if he bumped into naked women in the woods all the time. He could already tell she knew nothing about the camera. "Now calm down. What's going on?" he asked. He knew full well what was going on. It happened a few times every summer, but especially in August. Co-eds from Chapel Hill or NC State heading to the beach for a long last chance weekend at Emerald Isle before the fall term began, often made a detour onto an old logging road that twisted and bumped for a mile or so into the National Forest before reaching the point where Swan Creek made a sharp turn toward the South River. There was a rock pebble beach there that had come to be known for nude sunbathing. How that happened, he had no idea. And Clayton often made it a point to swing by on the off chance he might get lucky. 2 weeks ago, he'd seen six lovelies. Today, however, there were three, and the two who'd been lying on their towels were already reaching for their shirts. Though one of them was a bit heavy, the other two, including the brunette standing in front of him, had the kind of figures that made frat boys go crazy. Deputies, too.
"We didn't know anyone was out here. We thought it would be okay."
Her face held just enough innocence to make him think, wouldn't Daddy be proud if he knew what his little girl was up to? It amused him to imagine what she might say to that, but since he was in uniform, he knew he had to say something official. Besides, he knew he was pressing his luck. If word got out that the sheriff's office was actually patrolling the area, there'd be no more co-eds in the future. And that was something he didn't want to contemplate. "Let's go talk to your friends." He followed her back toward the beach, watching as she tried, unsuccessfully, to cover her backside, enjoying the little show. By the time they stepped from the trees into the clearing by the river, her friends had pulled on their shirts. The brunette jogged and jiggled toward the others and quickly reached for a towel, knocking over a couple of cans of beer in the process. Clayton motioned to a nearby tree. "Didn't y'all see the sign?" On cue, their eyes swung that way. People were sheep, waiting for the next order, he thought. The sign, small and partially hidden by the low-slung branches of an ancient live oak, had been posted by order of Judge Kendrick Clayton, who also happened to be his uncle. The idea for the signs had been Keith's. He knew that the public prohibition would only enhance the attraction of the place.
"We didn't see it," the brunette cried, swiveling back to him. "We didn't know. We just heard about this place a couple of days ago."
She continued to protest while struggling with the towel. The others were too terrified to do much of anything except try to wiggle back into their bikini bottoms.
"It's the first time we've ever been here."
It came out like a whine, making her sound like a spoiled sorority sister, which all of them probably were. They had that look. "Did you know that public nudity is a misdemeanor in this county?" He saw their young faces grow even more pale, knowing they were imagining this little transgression on their record. Fun to watch, but he reminded himself not to let it go too far. "What's your name?"
"Amy." The brunette swallowed. "Amy White."
"Where are you from?"
"Chapel Hill, but I'm from Charlotte originally."
"I see some alcohol there. Are y'all 21? For the first time, the others answered as well.
"Yes, sir."
"Okay, Amy. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you at your word that you didn't see the sign and that you're of legal age to drink.